You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Zumhagen in for Amy Eddings with the latest on the shakeup in the financial industry, what's happening in Washington, and what the impact is here in New York. It was another volatile day on the stock market, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing a half an hour ago, down 29 points or 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite Index increased 2.35 or 0.1%. led by a rally in chip makers. In D.C., Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told lawmakers the U.S. economy is faltering, with global financial markets under, quote, extraordinary stress. And, of course, New York is right in the middle of the turmoil. Joining me now to talk about how this is shaking out in terms of city spending is WNYC's Bob Hanley. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
So now you spent the day following up on the news that the mayor is calling for more cuts to all city agency spending immediately. What are you hearing from people about that?
What they're doing is trying to see what they, you know, the council's trying to find where they can anticipate cuts that are not going to have an impact on the delivery of basic services. The things people are focused on, of course, are public education. You may remember the last budget cycle, which we just went through at the end of June into July, the council fought hard to restore some $120 million to education. They're looking now, just in this current year, of giving back $185 million in the current year. And that's something that the council can't live with. And also, you've got public safety, some $95 million in the current year for the police department. And so Speaker Quinn now is talking about revisiting some things, for instance, perhaps having competitive bidding for the bus contracts, really ratcheting down the central board office where there's administration, those kinds of things.
Now, the mayor said today that he thinks that the city can weather this storm without any layoffs, just with some kinds of budget cutting that you've been talking about. Is that optimism shared everywhere?
Are you feeling a little Groundhog Day? We had this discussion, and they ratcheted down the numbers before. The problem here is no one really knows what the numbers are going to be after this quarter. That's what everyone's waiting for, is at the end of September, we'll know how bad the revenue has dropped for the city. We have, back in May, the Independent Budget Office talked about 30,000 jobs lost on Wall Street. Since then, since the turmoil of this week, we've seen numbers 50,000, 100,000. We really don't know yet until we see those numbers. And that's going to drive the decisions made by city managers, who have to have these numbers back to the mayor by October 8th.
Now, the mayor and Council Speaker Quinn have both raised the specter of the 1970s, saying that this crisis isn't going to take us back to the bad old days. I assume that they're talking mostly about law enforcement. You mentioned that briefly. What can you tell me more? You were with Police Commissioner Ray Kelly today. What did he say?
Well, he's a good poker player because he didn't want to play his hand. But here's the thing you have to understand about the police. 90% of their budget is salaries, and they just had a breakthrough watershed agreement where they've raised the starting pay and the career pay for law enforcement. So it's hard to see how he's going to be able to do this without cutting personnel. Now, the way it works, Councilman Vallone, who is somewhat of an expert on law enforcement, head of public safety, pointed out that in the past they've had press conferences where they say, we're not going to cut any officers. What they do is they don't hire new ones. And so, of course, we have officers that retire. So we had at one point in recent memory a force of 41,000 down to 36,000. So you just don't hire new officers. And what you are starting to see, according to Vallone, is not crime go up, but quality of life questions, graffiti, response time coming up, those things that indicate problems ahead.
And the mayor has said the second year of a 7% property tax rollback might not come to pass. What about the homeowner's rebate?
Well, there, you know, Councilman Jackson, who's been the champion of restoring education cuts, said at one point, if it's really bad, we have to offer that up and not have that go out as scheduled. And so that'll be part of the back and forth horse trading that's happening. Usually it happens in June, but hey, it's going to happen in September.
Now, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says that he would consider limits on executive pay in order to reach a deal on the federal bailout plan for Wall Street. But a change in salary structure and bonuses, that would be a real culture shock here in New York, I would imagine. I understand Mayor Bloomberg has a problem with that proposal. Let's listen to what he said today.
I think it's one of the more impractical things. You know, I don't know what these companies would do. They'd have to do business in another, through another entity or something. But if you want good people, it's a free market, and you're going to have to pay these people.
Yeah, well, of course, he's the only self-made billionaire I get to ask questions on a regular basis. He's someone for whom the markets really worked, and he really believes as a core principle that that kind of openness and, if you will, the sky's limit can work. Of course, now, Paulson has been humbled by a tough day on the Hill where Americans are angry and they feel really let down by the financial markets, the wizards, if you will. And there is a pound of flesh to extract, and there has to be some sense of chasteness and some punitive sensibility. You can't, on one hand, have people thrown out of their homes in record numbers and then say for Wall Street it's a carte blanche.
Thank you. WNYC's Henley, Bob Henley talking about Henley.
We're not formal here.
WNYC's Bob Henley was talking about across-the-board cuts being made to city spending in response to the meltdown in the financial industry. Thanks so much for joining us, Bob.
Thanks.